This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of trucks carrying aid crossed from Egypt into the Gaza Strip Friday, hours after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the U.S. military will set up a temporary port off Gaza's Mediterranean coast to support deliveries. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Aid flow into Gaza has dropped sharply since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago. Over the past days, trucks carrying products including food, bottled water, cooking oil, and flour have been moving into Gaza from Egypt. Efforts to dramatically ramp up aid deliveries signaled growing frustration in the United States and Europe with Israel's conduct in the war. President Joe Biden's announcement of the seaport plan emphasized how the United States is having to go around Israel, its main Mideast ally, to get aid into Gaza, including through airdrops that started last week. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israel's army said Friday its initial probe into an incident that, according to Hamas, left more than 100 Gazans dead as crowds rushed an aid convoy found troops, quote-unquote, fired precisely at approaching suspects. World leaders had called for an investigation into the incident on February 29th, when the health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip said Israeli forces opened fire on people scrambling for food from a truck convoy. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Irish voters are voting in twin referendums to decide whether to amend the Constitution and remove passages the government says are outdated and sexist. The twin referendums on International Women's Day are on deleting a reference in the 87-year-old document to women's domestic duties and broad